Interestingly enough, it seemed like every time the Jaguars made a mistake, the Buccaneers took advantage of it. And, Jeff, mistakes lead to points.
And you're right, Sam. I mean, typically, a lot of times when you watch a game, you have to really dig deep to find the reason as to why certain things happen. But this was very easy. Here's three plays that led directly to 22 points for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Bradley McDougal interception. When Blake Bortles drops back, he's under pressure. The cornerback, Mike Jenkins, is blitzing. Toby Gerhart's got him, right? He gets beat. A 230-pound running back has to be able to take care of a blitzing cornerback so that the quarterback is not rushed into throwing a bad ball to Mercedes Lewis. And also, if he has time, maybe he scans the field and he sees his wide receiver running wide open in the middle of the field, Allen Robinson. But because of the interception, this results in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers takeaway, and they take it down and score a touchdown. And another play that proved costly. This is the Corey Grant fumble. You see Clay Harbor, the tight end, coming in motion. Watch what happens here. Luke Jokel, the tackle, is pulling. You have to have somebody to block down on the defensive end to allow Luke Jokel to get to the outside. But for some reason, Clay Harbor takes a peek, but he doesn't block him. And this allows him to be on top of Corey Grant immediately. Look, there's no excuse for Corey Grant here. Tuck the ball away and don't turn it over. But it was unavoidable. The Bucs recover and then roll into the end zone to score a touchdown. Another issue here. Corey Grant, the play is not dead yet. Tag him. Allow your defense to play goal line defense. And on special teams, this was the 58-yard punt return. And let's focus in on the wing, Bernard Pierce. Protect the punter. Get your block. Once the block happens, you cover. Okay, you're now on defense. You've got to go make a tackle. But for some reason, Bernard Pierce is thinking that he's on punt return. And he's blocking a guy that's supposed to be maybe blocking him. And that's the lane that Bernard Pierce is supposed to be in. The lane in which the returner gains 58 yards to set up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for an easy touchdown starting at the 17-yard line.
Very unfortunate play for Bernard Pierce. I feel bad for him. It was reported today and released that Bernard Pierce is in the NFL's concussion protocol. I'm glad to hear that because I would hate to think that a player could get confused whether he would be on a punt or a punt return unit, Sam.